time now for your comments. Listeners from Indianapolis to Orange Park, Florida, called and wrote to complain about last week's report on the security preparations of the nation's dams and reservoirs. Here's Cindy Navin in Belleville, Illinois.
I was very surprised that you would broadcast the security of the dams, which ones were the most vulnerable, and I mean, don't you think these terrorists and these people that have infiltrated our country are not listening to a public broadcast?
The Village Song at the end of Alex Chadwick's interview with Dr. Alan Rabinowitz about his travels in remotest Myanmar, formerly Burma, seemed familiar to many listeners. Doug Duncan of Huntsville, Texas, wrote, "Your interview with Dr. Rabinowitz concerning the remote Myanmar village of Putao ended with a surprise musical ending. The Putaoans were singing, presumably in their native tongue, a song to the tune of Standing on the Promises of God, an old Baptist hymn. It would seem that some missionaries somewhere did not find Putao too remote for their purposes." Marjorie Olson of Maryland.
"Those people at the very end of the segment were singing a gospel hymn that goes something on the promises that I'm bum bum. I can't remember the first line, but those missionaries got to those people before that fellow from Brooklyn."
As Dr. Rabinowitz explains, the story is a bit more complicated. The missionaries found their way to this corner of Myanmar while fleeing the communist regime in China.
A group of them ended up settling in northern Burma, and specifically in that fairly remote village of Putao. They then recruited local tribal people to become preachers, and this happened decades and decades ago. But to this day, many of the most remote tribal groups are now singing these Western religious songs in their own tribal languages, not because they've ever come into any contact whatsoever with a Westerner, but because these songs have been passed down over the generations by tribal missionaries.
Many of you have been writing to Morning Edition about the war on terrorism and how this program is covering it. And here's an invitation. Send an email describing how or if you have changed since the attacks. Are you living differently, thinking differently, and do you think the changes you're making will become a permanent part of your life? Morning Edition would especially like to hear from students from grade school to college. Please send your emails to morning@npr.org. And put the word coping in the subject heading. Include your name, a daytime phone number, and if you're under 18, your age. Some of your comments will be read on the air or featured on NPR's website. Email your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. And please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.